Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. I'm excited to see we already have a lot of questions in queue for us. So I'm going to begin with saying I'm Perrier, the author of Living Clay, here to answer your questions and spread education and knowledge about living clay. There will be opportunities for you to join in with a question or a testimonial through email, or if you're listening in on the phone and you want to be acknowledged when I ask for it, if you will press star two, it will show me that you want me to open your link and you can join me on the conversation and everyone can hear us and you can ask your questions. You can always email me privately if you have a question you don't want to share with the whole world, something private or embarrassing, whatever the case may be. So those options are open to all of us. I'm going to go over and start looking at our questions about uses and questions about calcium bentonite clay. Regina Milner from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Good to have our Tennessee friends with us today. I have a friend who is infected with parasites. I have heard you had an answer as to how to get rid of them. I would like to give her your information so she can contact you. Is that possible? Absolutely. She can contact me by phone at 512-262-7187. Or by email at perrier@austin.rr.com. Basically, the answer is yes, clay will help with internal parasites. It doesn't help with bloodborne parasites because it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. However, it's excellent. I'm just about to write an article for our Globetrotters. This day and age, so many of us are taking vacation and trips abroad for business and entertainment and travel that it's very imperative not to get Montezuma's revenge. You don't have to go to Mexico to get Montezuma's revenge. In fact, parasites, the most prevalent, dangerous place, I guess, is India. In some of those countries, but all the countries, they have different bacteria and microorganisms that we're not used to. The bacteria may be in the water, the parasites on the food. Anyway, we contract it. We usually get stomach diarrhea. Our systems are just not adapted to the different elements in different countries. So if you drink the living clay, if you take the liquid and drink a little while you're there, 2 ounces twice a day, it's going to capture those toxins. Or drink a little before each meal is what I prefer to do. But at least 1 or 2 ounces twice a day. Now, I just had an email from a friend who had been to the Amazon and took a trip on the Amazon, and she had her clay, and she was sharing it with everybody to keep them from getting sick. They noticed she wasn't getting sick when everyone else was, and she started telling them about the clay, and so she said, next time I'm taking more with me. And so, yes, what I recommend doing is drinking 2 ounces twice a day for 21 days. Now, the reason for 21 days is that it allows the larvae to hatch and become adults where the clay can get them. As they don't, the larvae don't necessarily go to the clay like the adults do. So you'll flush out a lot the first time you take it, but you want to keep taking it for 20 days to be sure and catch any of the larva stage that are eggs that haven't hatched out yet. So be happy to talk to her about that. Amanda in Sussex. Are there different grades of bentonite clay, one for internal use, one for external use, one for industrial use? How do I know if I'm getting overcharged for what is really the same product? Is calcium bentonite better than sodium bentonite? On Wikipedia, it is described as something used in industry only and can be toxic in large amounts. Yes, sodium bentonite traditionally is used industrially, and they use it for multiple uses. And because it's an industrial grade, they're not careful in their mining techniques, and they'll scoop up anything with the clay. So they don't mind getting dirt in there or different things in with the clay when they mill it. So it may have high mold or high microbial content, something like that. They just, you know, it's just strictly for industrial purposes. It's not for the body use, so they don't take the necessary precautions to mill it correctly. Your calcium bentonites are known as your healing clays. The word bentonite and marillionite are pretty much synonymous. They're all in the smectite family of clays. Traditionally, the green healing clays have been known as your dominant healing clays. The green clays. However, there are some good clays that are white or red or other colors that are good healing clays too. All clays are going to draw some. Your smectite family of clays, which your bentonites are in, have the highest cation exchange rate. And this is vital for the cation exchange is when the outer layer will throw off a mineral to the body or an element to the body in exchange for one of the baddies that it's going to attract in its place. And it will throw off things. There are seven things it will throw off: calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, phosphorus. Now, your sodium bentonites, though they're traditionally used as industrial clays, there are some sodium bentonites that are sold for healing purposes. And I'm sure they have been carefully screened and mined for that in mind. And the problem is to know how much sodium is in the clay. Because of the cation exchange rate, if you're taking a sodium bentonite that is 20% sodium, you're going to have a lot of sodium thrown off in your system, whereas one that may be 6% or lower is not, or just a little over 2% is not that dangerous, or you're not getting that much additional sodium in your system. You know, you need to know your source provider and have someone you can go to and talk to and ask questions to, and they can give you some answers. If they're not willing to talk to you and don't leave their contact information and are not readily accessible, to me it's a red flag. The cheaper clays I've found are usually grittier. They're not as good. You can get a lot of cheap clays online. But most people come around to going ahead and getting one of the better quality clays. If you have anyone who does muscle testing, it's a good way to tell if a clay is good for you. Thank you for those questions. And Amanda has another question. Amanda's from Sussex, England, by the way. Glad to have someone there from England. I've heard bentonite clay is good for curly hair, especially black hair. Is it good for straight hair too, and will it change the texture in any way? It's good for any hair. It's good for your scalp, because if you put it on and part your scalp, the hair, and take the mud and work it down into the scalp, it's going to dry and pull excess oils out, and it's going to stimulate blood flow and oxygen to the surface area, and any hair follicles that are dormant are not active good. As long as the hair follicle is still there, it will stimulate new hair growth. It adds texture to fine hair. It takes out excess oil in oily hair. Now, I have a few people that have very fine, straight, thin hair, and they like to wash their hair with nothing but clay, and it gives their hair body. And now, if your hair is naturally curly, it's going to really give it a lot of body and maybe too much curl. So in that case, you can use the clay, but follow it with a cream rinse. So you can play with it and find how it works best for your hair. But it is good for any hair. Sometimes daily use tends to make your hair feel dry because it will pull out the excess oil there. So use a good conditioner with it and you should be okay. And Amanda has another question for us. Is bentonite clay good to use on your face if you have rosacea? I have very sensitive skin, inclined to flush red and get red pimples with spicy foods and alcohol. I've heard this is due to toxins. I am cautious trying new products as commercial creams often cause it to get worse. I am keen to find a natural product to help. The doctor told me it would need to be worse before they could help, but I'd rather clear it up using natural products. Do you think bentonite clay would help or hinder this? Thank you. I think if you use it correctly, if you want to detox your body, use the clay to take a clay bath. It will get stored toxins that are in your body out. You can do a facial occasionally. What I would do is try it on a small area of your face, put a little clay on, let it dry and wash it off. You don't want to leave it on too long because it is going to pull blood flow to the surface of the skin for cellular repair. It pulls blood flow and oxygen up there, and if you have sensitive skin and tend to get red-faced, you'll feel a burning sensation, a warmth, a flushness as it's pulling the blood flow there. So don't leave it on too long. Wash it off. Try it on a small area, particularly when you have pimples. I would put it on then and just leave it for a little while and wash it off and just do it gradually and see how it works for you. And another thing is there is a product the Living Clay Company has that has a little clay in it. It's called the Rejuvenation Face Cream, and we've had people with acne said that it keeps their acne from popping up when they use the face cream. And that might be a good gentle approach for you. It's an all-natural product. There are no chemicals in our, no parabens and things of that nature in our cosmeceuticals. So you might want to try the Rejuvenation Face Cream. And good question, and let me know how that helps. I don't think I would do clay facials every day, as it will really, your skin's just too sensitive for that type of clay application. Kelly in Playa La Vista, will taking this clay interfere with iron absorption? I have been diagnosed with IBS and have low iron. How much should I take, Kelly? No, it won't. Clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream. However, clay does work as a catalyst with the body, and it helps build red blood cells, which is what you're lacking in, and this would be good for you. I would do the 2 ounces a day, twice a day, and see how that doesn't help. Now, there are people who've been on it for 6 weeks, and when they have the dry blood test under a high-powered microscope, their red blood cells are very large and clear. They stand off by themselves. They're not cluttered. There's no trashy debris in the background noticing significant of acidity in the blood. So, yes, I would take clay with it, and it is good for the irritable bowel syndrome as well. Anything in your digestive system that is out of balance because of the pH of the clay. Clay is very good at balancing that. Good question, Kelly. Let's see here. Okay, I think I've completed these. Let me go back and see what else shows up. Ginger and Centerpoint. Hi, Ginger. Your thoughts on living clay and if it will protect us with GMO foods. That's a good question. Clay will protect you from chemicals on foods or in foods. And GMO produced foods, I don't know what their like DNA makeup is. I'd have to study that. Let me go study on that and ask me that again, or if you'll send me your email, I'll try to find that answer and answer it next time. I just need to know more about the GMO foods and their makeup. But my guess, if there's anything in it that's harmful to the body, the clay is going to help. Pamela in Lancaster, I'll be going on an equatorial Africa this year. I'm thinking taking the clay mask would be best to carry so I can continue my morning and night regime easier than liquid clay. Morning and night, how much if hydrated rather than making the liquid on the road? I think it would be very easy to take the dry powder with you and mix it. However, if you want to take the hydrated, I would say take a teaspoon morning and night. If you tend to get sick or something showing up, take a little bit more. You want to drink water with it. And if you can get on a rebound and jump where you'll have it shaken up as if you had taken the liquid clay. When you take the liquid clay, it is more likely to coat the lining of your stomach and your intestine as it goes through. And if you take the hydrated clay, though it will work, it tends to go into the stomach in a clump, and then it has to get dissolved more and dispersed. So that being the reason, I always prefer taking the powder and then just take an empty bottle, and you can use a piece of paper and roll it up for a funnel to get the powder in the water and shake it. And it doesn't matter what kind of water. If the water is bad, it's going to pull what's in it out anyway. So, and Pamela has another question. Have you had any experience with anyone using clay for brain tumors, particularly frontal lobe? No, I have not. The thing with clay is if they are on chemo or radiation, the clay is going to help support their immune system and bring them back to a healthy state. The pH and many factors in it will help them level out. It helps them if they get sick between treatments, nausea, things of that nature. You can always put a clay poultice on the area where you think the tumor is and try that. I have known different tumors that do tend to shrink. I don't like to make claims about cancer. I'm not a doctor. That's a delicate place to go. So, it's not going to hurt to try it, but I'm just not saying that it's the answer you're looking for. There are just some things clay can't reach and get to, and there are a lot of variables, in fact, there. So, Susan in Boone, North Carolina, please give the ratio of premixing water and clay to keep in a plastic container from which one would drink 2 ounces daily amount from. Very easy, a 1-to-8 ratio. That means for however much dry powder clay, the one you use, you multiply that times 8 with the water. So if I use 1 ounce of clay, which is 2 tablespoons, I will use 8 ounces of water. Then you want to shake it real, real good and get all the lumps out. Let it sit a little bit. It doesn't have to sit very long. You can drink some. But as it sits overnight, you're going to have the heavy particles of the clay settle at the bottom. When you get down to that area, instead of shaking that up and drinking it, add some water to it and go water your plants with it. They love it, and they'll bloom, and it's just fertilizers to plants. It's good for your pets, too. So, a 1-to-8 ratio, 1 part clay to 8 parts of water. All right, let's see if we have anything else. Adriana in Olympia, I just ordered for the first time, and I'm getting clay powder and rejuvenation face cream. I plan on ingesting the powder every day and also using it as a mask to clear up my skin. I'm not yet ready to change my diet. Will the clay alone still help clear my acne? It has for many, many people. The rejuvenation face cream itself is good. I had a teenage boy from Germany staying with us, and he had acne and pimples and was constantly breaking out, particularly here in the States, eating our American foods. his skin was very oily, and he would do a facial at night, and then he used the cream during the day, and he said he got to where the cream alone would clear up his acne. Now, if you have acne scarring from acne for a long time, using the clay mask and letting it dry on there and then washing it off will reduce the scar tissue buildup too, as well. So yes, I believe it will. Most of the time, one of the reasons clay works so well on acne is because it balances your pH. And most people with acne have a tendency to be over acidic. So the acidity comes out in the pores and the oils in their skin. Bacteria get in there and these acne bumps activate. So that's why it's so beneficial to take internally. Internally and the clay mask together, and then I would definitely add the rejuvenation face cream. You may find that using that during the week, your acne doesn't reappear. So try that and let us know how it works for you. All right, that's all the questions we have for right now. Let me go back and see if there are any more in the hoppers. Here's one more. I have hair loss. I am female. The front part of my hairline is gone. Can clay restore it? If the hair follicles are not dead, yes. You can put a clay mask up there, the paste, put it the 1-to-3 ratio, one part clay to three parts water, rub it into your scalp and in those thin places, leave it on and let it dry, wash it off. Do that morning and night and do it, you know, as often as you can. You can't always wash your hair twice a day. But I think you'll see new hair growth if the hair follicles are not completely dead. It works for a lot of people. So thank you for that question, and look forward to some little new hair growth up there. All right, that's all of our questions for now. I'm going to go over to our phone lines and ask if anybody on the phone line has a question or a testimonial they'd like to share. I already have one person in queue here. You press star 2 to raise your hand. Let me check on. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking with? Yes, hello?
My name is Sandra. I'm from Massachusetts.
And, okay, Sandra.
My question is, because I'm a healer looking for answers for my own child, but meanwhile, I did send you an answer, I don't know if it went, about can you take the clay internally as well as diatomaceous earth, you know, one after the other? Is that something that's okay to do?
Yes, they are similar, and yet they are different. They're different in how they act, but they do. They're compatible. You can take them together.
Oh, good. So, all right. I was doing it, but I thought, gee, she has Q&As, and I'll ask her because I never like to assume.
Right, right. No, it's okay if you want to take both of them. I prefer the clay for different reasons, but a lot of people like to use both, and that's all right.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. So anybody else on the Q&A page? You press star 2, and that will show me that you have a question you would like to share. And I'm going to go back and check the incoming questions. Sometimes it takes a moment for them to come down the pipe. I had a very interesting testimonial the other day. I know clay will pull out shrapnel. We've had soldiers return from Iraq with shrapnel, and one of them was putting clay on his face, and he pulled out some shrapnel parts. Well, the other day I got a testimonial from this lady whose sister had a tire blow up in her face, and her skin was embedded with this rubber, which can't be healthy for you. And the plastic surgeon did deep dermabrasion work trying to get it out and still couldn't get it all. and she started using the clay mask, and every time she'd wash it off, there were black specks coming out in the mask. So it was pulling the rubber that was still under the skin out. And if you know anybody that has shrapnel, there was a story about a soldier that had returned, and he had, something had blown up near him, and he had shrapnel in his private parts. He could no longer have sex, you know, with his wife because it was too painful. And I'd love to get that soldier and tell him about clay, because it will pull the shrapnel out. And now we know it'll even pull rubber out. Now, is this not an amazing product or what? I think that's a fantastic testimonial, and I love hearing these. Oh, I have a question here from Myra Sisson in Carlsbad. I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis. Can drinking clay help? Yes, it can. And putting topical applications, you can put one down your spine or any joints that you have that are hurting. Definitely, I would start with drinking 2 ounces twice a day. After 14 days, you may be able to go to less. You may want to go to more. You just kind of go. Clay is very good for bone density, too. So putting it on topically over a bone, it helps heal broken bones, and it will help. There's something about clay in the spine that we've had. It helps realign slipped discs that are out of line. It helps heal ruptured disc. It's just amazing. And what I like to do is get a strip of Glad Press and Seal. Glad Press and Seal is in the grocery store with saran wrap and wax paper. It's made by Glad, and it's called Press and Seal. It's a little sticky on one side. Tear off a square, cut the corners off where you have a long diagonal strip. Put the clay mask right in the center of it and have somebody help you put it, leaving the dry edges to push against your skin, and it will hold that clay in position. You can put your clothes on during the day. I had a pinched sciatic nerve, and I did that for 3 days, and it just healed up. I was also taking the clay baths that helped it tremendously. And I had not been able to put any weight on my foot. I was hopping to the house. I had gone with a friend, and we had gotten in a golf cart, run across the cow pasture, and very bumpy, and I was putting all my weight on my bad ankle that I'd broken many years before, and it was my weak side. By the time I got home, I couldn't put any weight on that foot. I went in, I took a clay bath, I made a poultice, I drank some clay, and I did take a mild pain pill. I went to bed, but the pain pill was supposed to last 4 to 6 hours. The next morning I woke up, I wasn't in pain. I was expecting not to be able to just roll out of bed. I had no trouble getting up. The only time I felt the pain is when I put 100% weight directly on. When I stepped down and went right over my hip joint, I would feel it. I kept doing the clay baths at night, and I poulticed morning and night, a fresh poultice, put my clothes on over it, went about my day, and in 3 to 4 days, the pain was completely gone. So it's very good with anything like that. So make you a poultice strip and start drinking the clay, too. But I would use both. I wouldn't just drink it alone, okay? Thank you. Let's see if we have anything more. Corrine in Fullerton, Missouri. How much clay can you drink in a day? I'm taking a tablespoon from the dry clay powder. Is the impact the same if I put it into a green drink or drinking it plain by itself? Is it preferred? If you put it into a smoothie and you blend it, it will absorb the needed amount of moisture and then you'll be good to go. The main thing is you want it to absorb moisture before it goes into your body. Yes, I put mine in a smoothie, or I drink it afterwards, depending if I forget to put it in. A tablespoon is a very generous amount. That's what I usually do when I take a smoothie, because I'm taking it with other food as well. So, how much can I drink in a day? I have people that drink 6-8 ounces in a day. I don't think you need that much. I think most of it just flushes through your system. But as a general rule of thumb, if you're not getting the results you want, increase the amount of clay. So if you have acid reflux and you start feeling a little heartburn, go ahead and drink some more clay and kick it up a notch. And when it gets under control, you can kind of pare back a little bit and find your happy place with clay. It's your maintenance level, and everybody's will be different. Excellent question there. A lot of people prefer to put it in a smoothie, and it's perfectly all right to do that. All right, let's see if we have any more questions coming in. Well, it looks like we're at the end of the day. By the way, I drew a card this morning with the intention of sharing it with this group. It was a wisdom card from Louise Hay, and it says, I have unlimited potential. Loving myself, thinking joyful and happy thoughts is the quickest way to create a wonderful life. So I invite you all to go start with creating a wonderful weekend this weekend. Love everything about it. You know, if you're doing dishes, love the experience of doing the dishes. Be in the moment. Enjoy life. Find your bliss, and don't forget to be grateful. Thank you for listening in. This is Perrier signing out until our next Clay Seminar. Thank you.